Well, the bushfire devastation has sparked a massive worldwide fundraising effort. Tens of millions of dollars have been raised thanks to some high-profile celebrity help. The biggest push has come from the Australian comedian Celeste Barber, who's helped raise more than $30 million in just a few days. Julia Holman reports.
The unprecedented bushfire disaster has moved some into action.
Remember that time that you guys raised $16.5 million in a day and a half? I do. Unbelievable. I'm bumping it up. I'm going to bump it up to $20 million.
Since Friday, Australian comedian Celeste Barber has encouraged her millions of followers on social media to contribute.
Let's keep pushing, you know, because $20 million isn't enough.
Among those who have donated following her pleas for help include international stars Ellen DeGeneres, Natalie Portman, and singers Pink and Lizzo. More than 750,000 people have donated via her Facebook page, smashing the original target of $30,000 to reach more than $30 million and climbing.
We've also been in contact with the head of the RFS, the queen of the RFS, and about the money, and they are so overwhelmed, you guys. You know, a bit of positivity in the terror.
Like many Australians, Celeste Barber has a personal connection to the fires. Her husband's family was forced to leave their home in the New South Wales town of Eden near the Victorian border.
This is our war. This fire is Australia's war.
Her mother-in-law, Joy Robin, expressed her fear and frustration to news crews from the wharf at Eden after she fled her home.
It's been right down the Great Dividing Range. And now it's going right to the coast.
Sports stars are also adding to the donation tally. Tennis star Ash Barty says she'll give all her winnings from the Brisbane International to bushfire victims.
Obviously, there have been some really great initiatives from, you know, cricketers, tennis players, golfers, soccer players all over the country, people trying to help out. And I think now I've been able to give a little bit to the wildlife and to the people as well has been really, really special.
And those in the business world are contributing too. Businessman Jerry Harvey says he could understand what victims are going through because he's been through a similar loss himself.
When I was a 12-year-old, it was 1951, and the fires were raging all through the Blue Mountains. And as we're coming down, there's fires everywhere and the radio's going on about fires. And, I hope our house is okay. By the time we got to it, it was ashes. And I remember, you know, being a 12-year-old, my mother was absolutely distraught. And, you know, I was holding her up.
His horse stud in New South Wales is currently threatened by bushfires. He's donating $50,000 to the appeal and encouraging others in the racing industry to contribute as well. He says the scale of this devastation is leading everyone to do what they can.
There's so many good people out there in the world, and this just reminds you, I think, that the majority of people are really good people.
Businessman Jerry Harvey ending that report from Julia Holman.